This is the Volleyball Coaching Wizards podcast, covering everything coaching, motivated and inspired by interviews and conversations with some of the world's great volleyball coaches. To learn more about the project, visit volleyballcoachingwizards.com. Now here are your hosts, John Foreman and Mark Levigeau.
Welcome to the Volleyball Coaching Wizards podcast, episode zero. We're calling it episode zero because basically we're just going to use this one to take some time out to introduce ourselves, give you an idea of what Volleyball Coaching Wizards is about and what we are kind of looking to do with this podcast and with the project overall. So without any further ado, let's get into some introductions.
My name's Mark Levigeau. I'm a professional volleyball coach. I've been a coach professionally in the sense of my major source of income for over 20 years now. I originally come from Australia, where I worked privately as a coach at all levels, and then graduated to the national team, where I was lucky enough to be the assistant coach of the 2000 Olympic team. After that, I moved to Europe, where I've been working since 2002. I've worked in leagues all over Europe, Germany, Belgium, France. wishful thinking. I once had an offer from Cannes on the beach. Poland and Italy. I've worked mostly in Germany, where my last job in Germany was with the Berlin Recycling Volleys, where we won the championship three times in a row. Now, as of beginning of July, I'm in Poland working with Jastrzębski Węgiel in the top Polish league.
My name's Sean Foreman. I started coaching at the high school level as an assistant coach while I was still a high school kid myself. It was only for a couple of seasons, helping out a little bit with the girls' junior varsity team and then also with the boys who were just in a fledgling state of existence at that point. After that, I was a player for a while, didn't really do a lot of coaching, finished up going to school, got into the business world, started working for a living, did my master's degree, and then got back into coaching in 1998, first as the boys coach for the Southeast boys team in the Massachusetts Bay State Games, which is kind of a mini Olympics that the state does every year. So that was my first time as a head coach, and we did all right. We won the gold medal, so it was a good start. And immediately from there, I took on my first assistant coaching job at the college level, with a two-year school about an hour outside of Boston. Spent 2 years there, got invited by the head coach at my alma mater, Rhode Island, to assist with him during the 2000 season, which I did. That was a bit of a tough call because I had a job transfer offer because I was still working professionally at that time in Boston. I had a transfer offer to go to London, so it was a choice between moving overseas or going to be a volunteer coach for zero. Spent a season at Rhode Island and then moved over to Brown University for six seasons overall. I started off as a second assistant after the first year. I was promoted to first assistant and held that until 2006. At which point I needed to take a break because I was really, really poor and needed to get my finances sorted out. So I was out of coaching until 2012 when I started working a PhD in England and kind of got suckered into coaching the university teams. In the end, I did it willfully, but my expectation and what actually happened were a little bit different. I was kind of there to, quote-unquote, help out, and within a couple of weeks came to realize that I was the head coach of the whole thing, men and women, multiple competitions, training a few days a week, and it served to kind of get me hooked back in. So at this point, having finished, almost finished my degree work, I am now coaching professionally at Svedala in Sweden for the first time. So interesting developing my path forward. Volleyball Coaching Wizards comprises a series of interviews with the top coaches from all over the world, straight from the youth, very, very low youth levels, all the way up to the top professional and international levels. And I think one of the really nice elements that Mark and I bring to this is that our own experiences cover the full spectrum. I've coached boys and girls, I've coached men and women, I've coached 12 and unders all the way up to the college level players, and even worked a little bit at the national team level when I was in England. Mark has worked at the national team level, top professional levels, coached in high level competitions, the Olympics, World Championship qualifications, and all of that. So
our coaching experiences are variable across the wide spectrum, and that's also the target of the project, so that we're not only searching for the most famous coaches or the ones with the most medals or the most well known, but we're also looking for ones who have had success, longevity at their individual level. So not only international coaches, but high school coaches, college coaches, club coaches, all have something that they can add to this project. And because of that broad range of inputs, we believe that at the end we can have a really valuable series of resources.
All right, so Mark, what made you interested in developing the Volleyball Coaching Wizards project?
That's a good question. Great question to begin with. I think that volleyball coaching literature is very thin, and it's much too thin for the level that we have. And in other sports, football, basketball, all the American sports, you can read a lot from other coaches directly and indirectly in terms of biographies, in terms of clinics. All of these things are widely available and are translated between languages. So particularly English speakers can access, to use the phrase that we've taken on, the accumulated wisdom of the coaches. And in volleyball, there's a very small literature on coaches, specifically on coaches, not necessarily about coaching, in America in English, but if you take out drill books, it's a really small literature. And for the English-speaking world particularly, the rest of the world doesn't exist in sense of volleyball literature. There are very few books in other languages, there are very few works in other languages, and hardly any of them have been translated into English. So we don't have, in volleyball, the cross-pollination between different schools of volleyball, except at the personal level where there is personal contact between coaches at that level. And the thing that interests me about the project is the possibility to collect some of that knowledge and distribute it to the wider volleyball community. And I mean, we're talking mostly about the English-speaking community, but still, that's a really common language, and I see it as a service to volleyball in that context. What about you? What do you see the project? How do you see it?
Not dissimilar from you. The idea that kind of germinated into this, I guess, project is my background outside of volleyball is in finance and the financial markets most especially. And one of the biggest books, the most actively read, most commonly cited books in the trading community is a collection of interviews called Market Wizards, which was created by a guy named Jack Swagger back in the late 80s, post-crash of 87, where he went around and interviewed the top money managers, traders, things like that, across a spectrum of markets. So you got a bunch of different perspectives on how they develop as traders, their approach to the markets, what they use, what they see. And what you ended up with was a book that wasn't a technical book, like from a volleyball perspective, so it wouldn't be a drill games type book, but it was a tool that people could use to develop philosophy, the way they wanted to come at being a market participant, whether it be somebody who's just a long-term investor, you know, putting their retirement money to work, or somebody who wants to be a bit more active, and didn't matter what market you were in necessarily. So a lot of us who read that book not only saw it as a sort of as an educational tool, but also as something that was a motivational tool, an aspirational tool, where you could see someone who may have started in your own circumstances and developed, obviously, to become extremely successful through their efforts, their education, their work, the relationships they developed, that sort of thing. So I can't specifically say how I got to the point of thinking of a volleyball version of Market Wizards, but at some point, somewhere around the Champions League Final Four, the idea just kind of came together in my mind as something along those lines, something that a lot of different people can get a lot of different elements from. And in any given interview that we do, is going to be very unique. We don't do them all the same. We have our structure that we use, but we don't interview them all the same because everybody has a different background, a different level that they've coached at, a different gender that they've coached, or both genders or whatever. And so this is something where it's not just going to be targeted toward Division I NCAA volleyball coaches or professional volleyball coaches or international, national team level coaches or high school coaches or whatever. It's going to cover people from all different spectrums so they can, whether it's just I've got a program and I want to do the best I can with my program, or somebody who wants to climb the ladder. They're starting off as a juniors coach and they eventually would like to, you know, maybe coach the national team someday, and anything in between. So I see it kind of like you said, we're not providing any sort of technical information here, although little bits and pieces of that are obviously going to leak in. But it's more look at what you can do, look at how you can think about things, how you should think about things, and you know, kind of get some ideas for where you can go with your career and how you can get to where you want to go.
I think that's an important point, because the interview, the outlines that we have are more on the universal themes of coaching, and where we talk to professional coaches, obviously they have more experience in professional ranks, for example, but the things that we talk about are the universal things that can be applicable to all coaches.
Yeah, and one of the things that I like is a lot of what's coming out of these interviews that we've done, and at this point we've done, I think, about 15 of them, is there's a lot of stuff that's not just volleyball. It's common to coaching in terms of interact with players, how they approach dealing with management and administrators, how they look to structure their trainings, deal with the pressures of being a coach, how they go through their careers. There's a lot of commonality with, you know, coaching outside of our sport, which is great because we can now contribute to that discussion, that broader coaching discussion, the way that, as you said before, you know, basketball and baseball and football and all these other sports have already done, but volleyball has just not been able to crack yet.
Yeah, we can, maybe we can bring volleyball into the coaching mainstream. How's that?
Yeah, exactly. Are there any things that you've taken away from the interview so far?
There are because the template is a little bit broad and each interview tends to take on a life of its own, there are things that come out in different interviews in different areas. So, for example, in the Vital Heinen interview, it was one of my favorites until now, but he talked about working with assistants, and, for example, he said that he wanted an assistant to know something that he didn't know, and he wanted, in that way, the role of the assistant wasn't only to support him, but also to challenge him and to help him grow, which I think is a wonderful insight.
Yeah, I think a couple others have taken a similar sort of approach, where they want specialists, assistant coaches. Yep. Jim Stone takes a slightly different approach to it in terms of he wants somebody who's very good in one skill, and then he as the head coach will kind of figure out where he needs to place himself. Whereas other coaches, okay, I'm going to run the setters. That's my thing. I want my assistant coaches to focus on other areas. Whereas Jim just basically says, I'm going to get the best people I possibly can and then figure out where I need to fill in the gaps. So, yeah, it is interesting to hear the different philosophies on staff and things like that. For me, the commonality of how people see their own personal progressions is interesting, because so many of them talk about mm-hmm. how they saw themselves kind of as instructors in the beginning. I am going to tell you what I know, and that over time yep. they learn that's not necessarily the best way to go about it. They needed to take on a bit more of a cooperative sort of mentality.
Yeah, that's that one came through my own interview. That was one of my progressions and a thing that others talked about.
Yeah, they say it in different ways, but it does seem to come to that. They go from, I know everything, listen to me, I'm your coach, to, I realize I don't know nearly as much as I used to think I knew. I'm taking every opportunity I can to keep learning.
Yes, there was one interesting thing in the interview for me with Ismo Peltoarvo, the Swedish coach, and he talked about, at this point in his career, he knows less than he thought he knew when he started. And that was a point that really resonated with me, where when I was a younger coach, I thought that I knew everything. And now, 25 years later, I know obviously a lot more, but I know that I've only just scratched the surface. And I think that touches on the need to continue to educate oneself, but also the thing that you learn through experience, that you can only learn through experience.
I think it's interesting to hear those coaches who have coached both men and women, the different mentalities that have come through. Because some coaches say they approach them the same way, regardless. Mm-hmm. Other coaches have talked about, you know, they'll coach the men one way and they'll coach the women a different way. And it may not actually be they'll run different drills or use different games in training. But I think it's more about how they manage the players either individually or as a group differently across the genders. And I think even the coaches who have said, no, I work with them the same, probably at a finer level of detail, do manage them a little bit differently. I've spent the last several years coaching both, so for me, that's one of the more interesting perspectives.
But is that a gender difference, or just that two different groups you work with in two different ways, regardless?
Well, it's a good question, because if you're talking just male female, then you're bound to be working in generalities, and there is certainly something to be said for every group and every individual is going to be unique, and you have to treat them in that fashion. You know, you have to address them uniquely. You know, just like even if you've got most of the same players from season to season, it's not the same team from year to year.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, people have different level of experience. The expectations change from year to year, and even the same players interact differently.
Yes, yes.
I think that gives you a pretty good indication of what the Volleyball Coaching Wizards Project is about and kind of the starting point for this podcast. The idea is that we do episodes of about 30 minutes or so, give or take. Good time for daily commutes, maybe some time in the gym, that sort of thing. We'll do them on a weekly basis. For the most part, they'll be based on topics that get discussed in the interviews that we do with the Wizards. But from time to time, we'll also mix in some other things that we think are interesting in the realm of coaching education, coaching development, developments in the sport, that sort of thing. So we hope you enjoy what we get to talk about, the things that we can bring into the discussion. And certainly, we're eager for your feedback. So if you have any questions, ideas, comments, anything along those lines, definitely feel free to reach out to us. You can email us at podcast@volleyballcoachingwizards.com. We'd be happy to hear from you and appreciate anything you have to say, positive, negative, constructive, whatever. Okay? Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. For show notes and more, visit volleyballcoachingwizards.com/podcast. Got an idea for a future episode or want to ask a question? Send an email to podcast@volleyballcoachingwizards.com.